Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano.
And by
Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa,
and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. Robbie Gant from Shimano, talking Fred Hall Show, and giving away a phenomenal prize today thanks to Robbie.
Dude, you're not kidding. How about this? One lucky caller at the end of today's show is going to get a brand new Terramar rod. And which rod? You get to choose. It's a brand new
Terramar
rod.
Whatever rod you want. Spinning, pick it up at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Pick it out.
Spinning, conventional, 7-foot, 8-foot, 9-foot, whatever you want. Yeah. You're getting a brand new Terramar coming your direction. How cool is that? If you want to get your shot.
And you're getting a couple tickets to the Long Beach show, too. Bart threw it in. Two tickets. They'll be at Will Call for you to the Fred Hall Long Beach show this Wednesday through Sunday at the Long Beach Convention Center. The big event start 1 p.m. on Wednesday.
I can't believe it's already here. I'm so excited, man. This is going to be a great one. So, yeah, two tickets waiting for you at Will Call. If you want to get your shot at winning that great rod or your chance at those two tickets, 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's biting out there. Hey, it's showtime, and the Dana Landing booth at this year's Fred Hall Show is going to be the biggest ever. Over 300 styles of Maui Jim sunglasses in the Flying Jimmy, plus Paul Hebert from Wicked Tuna, and Big Fish angler Andy Mill are going to be in the Dana Landing booth. Fishworks and Salty Crew clothing, and over 40 styles of Olakai shoes and sandals. That's the Dana Landing booth at the Fred Hall Long Beach Show. Don't miss it. We're going to start off our FishDope.com report with the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge. Our private boater buddy is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Robbie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mark. Well, opening a cod season yesterday. Did you go get them?
Dude, I work for a living. But no, I didn't. But I'm telling you what, man, that rockfish opener and some nice weather was motivating factors to get a lot of guys out on the water, which means more reports. But, yeah, there was some good fishing to be had scattered throughout the whole sector with all major species represented. So on the outside there, Nick got checked out. No exotics, but excellent cod fishing, as you might expect, and lots of ling. Same thing at Santa Barbara Island there. No exotics, but lots of cods. And, guys, both islands are in the cow-cod zone. So normally we would be restricted to 20 fathoms, but they opened it up down to 40 fathoms, and that's just huge. So we got a lot more area to roam around on both those islands there. At San Clemente Island, lots of cods as expected, but big bonus there. Some good great yellows showed up, a couple different areas it's looking like. The stuff was caught early. And two areas to keep an eye on. One is outside the dunes up west there. The other is in the cove proper. And some of that was jigfish and some on frozen squid. So no live, apparently. Now, speaking of, but that's really great news. And it was nice, great fish, 10 to 15-pound fish there. So first we've seen that over at Clemente in quite some time there. Catalina on Sunday, and speaking of frozen squid, you know, we fished over there. Did not have any live. We didn't get our live bait connection hooked up, but we had some of that really perfect frozen. We take good care when we're freezing it up. We had a bunch from our last trip. That water still looked a little beat up over there. If it's 758, kind of off color from all the runoff, and overall the island was very slow, but there's definitely some signs of yellows and sea bass both. We saw some of that yellow down by the main squid sector there between Mills and Ben Weston, where those guys have been fishing, and it's above the closure, so you can fish in there with no problems. And there's been some scattered yellows backside west also, and that backside west has been one of the sea bass zones. It's been biting a little bit. I mean, even Captain Dave Hansen found one in there yesterday, so you know they're biting. And but we finished up on our last trip in a whole different area of the island, had a nice little sample in the day, which was nice. And I'll tell you something, guys, beer-battered, deep-fried, fresh sea bass nuggets is as good as it gets for dinner, man. That stuff is so tasty. But, you know, overall, there's just a lot going on right now. And, of course, this week it's showtime, and it's going to be perfect showtime because we got some more weather coming. So,
indeed it is. Yeah, because, let's see. Rain Wednesday, and then Thursday, Friday, wind's blowing. Saturday's a wind blowing. Sunday's a wind blowing. Sounds like a perfect Fred Hall week for
me. No doubt.
It's going to be so crowded in there.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
It's going to be awesome.
Well, very good, Mark. Of course, fishdope.com has all the reports once we get through this next weather window once again. I know it's going to be really good. Fishdope.com, the guys are always on it. $20 off a new membership. And don't forget to go by the BD Outdoors fishdope.com booth. They have special deals, show prices going on at the show. And I'll bet if you mention Hookup Now at that, you'll get the deal and the deal.
Heck
right,
yeah.
There at lowercase, no space, Hookup Now if you want the code. But go by the booth and just tell them, listen to Let's Talk Hookup. You want that special deal, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Let's do it.
Make it happen.
All right, and how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, unfortunately, we're not going to be at the show this year. Logistically, it just didn't work out. So we're just going to have our own little show there at Bolsa Chica and Edinger. Phone number is area code 714-840-4262. The website's PacificEdgeTackle.com, and we are going to have our brand new mini version of Ricky's bait tank. It's going to be a 68 single oval dual inlet tank, just like the one on Ricky's boat, but a little bit smaller. We're going to have that here in the next day or two.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for that. We'll talk to you next Saturday live from the Long Beach Convention Center and the Long Beach Hyatt Regency.
Yeah, that's going to be so much fun. Okay, we'll see you guys.
All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, now let's head on down to San Diego over to Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay and talk to Marcos. Marcos, what's going on there at Seaforth?
Good morning, guys. Well, not much going on today. A little slow with the rain there. We did have our rockfish opener, and they did catch some rockfish and reds yesterday, so it's definitely some good fishing going on those half days. Nothing today, back online tomorrow. And then coming up next weekend, the San Diego's online, and hopefully this rain doesn't set them back again. But wish I had more to report for you, but like I said, good bottom fishing yesterday, which is kind of what we're expecting on, you know, the opener there. So definitely check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our schedule up there for those half days. So the San Diego going online. We have a couple 2.5 days out there taking a look down the coast there to see what's there. So even with this weather, there's still a lot of fishing going on. And like I said, this is kind of the year where it really starts to kind of pick up and people start making plans. So if you've got anything you want to get set up, now's a good time to do that. Visit the tackle shop, get your gear cleaned up, get tuned, get a new line, get all your tackle that you need there. So check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383, or come down and visit us in person.
Great. Great call, some good opportunities, and one thing that's always very fun at the Fred Hall Show booth is the Seaforth booth at the show is always very well visited. Lots of our favorite captains that everybody loves fishing with at Seaforth are always very well represented up at the shows, Marcos.
Absolutely. I mean, hey, you can say hi to John and Reed there, and like I said, a lot of the captains will be there, so definitely check that out. And, you know, when you're done there, cruise over to the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop and laugh at their booth.
Yeah, you know, laugh at them.
Because I can almost guarantee you there's going to be some pranks going on, so I'm just going to say no.
Best in show. You know, why not?
All right, Marcos.
Appreciate it as always. One more time, shoot us the phone number. Somebody wants to book a trip and take advantage of the San Diego coming online and all the great rockfish that we got to look forward to this season.
619-224-3383. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com, or come visit us in person.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next week.
All right.
We'll see you then. That's going to wrap up our Catch Report again, sponsored by Blue Guard Innovations, making smart bilge pumps, switches, and sensors designed to protect you, your vessel, and the environment. If your boat lives in the water and you've not installed the BG1 oil and fuel detector, you could be risking thousands in fines. The BG1 will detect oil in your bilge before you dump it into the water. Just one of several switches and sensors made by Blue Guard Innovations. Check bluebgi.com or get their affordable products at San Diego Marine Exchange.
All right, let's go ahead and jump into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
Jam-packed they are. How about this time we talk to Daryl, who's calling us from Orange County this morning. Hi, Daryl. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Great.
Hey, Daryl.
Well, I got a question for Robbie, and it's about the Trank 500. I've been fishing that thing for a couple years now since that thing came out. Love it. I'm sure it's not you guys doing something wrong. It's most likely me, but is there a clicker on that thing?
No clicker.
No clicker. Why not?
It's a casting reel for distance, and a clicker basically would just slow down the spool. So no clickers.
That's what I was wondering. I appreciate the answer.
All right, Daryl, thanks a lot for the call this morning. It is a great reel, but yeah, it's made for casting. It's not like a clicker is for like if on a Trinidad, let's say you put a clicker on, you want to, you know,
Slow troll a bait trolling or something like that. But clickers that's, out west, other than trolling, back east, it's clicker on
all the time.
Is that
even
right?
Like when you're winding on a fish, it drives you nuts.
Oh, no, come on.
Awful. Yeah. Oh yeah. But, out west, it's, trolling is about the only time I'll actually use a clicker anymore.
And you can just look at your rod, you don't even need it for that. We always joke in the shop when people are like, I love this reel, but there's no clicker. I'm not kidding. The only thing I use a clicker for is putting my line through my guides. Like, that's it. Like, the only time a clicker's ever even on my reel is like, you just put the thing in freeze, we'll put the clicker on, or you're putting the line through the guides, and that's about it.
Yeah, but for somebody who's a novice angler that's putting the reel in, you put it in the rod holder, you want to, get a bait out, and you kind of don't want a backlash. I mean, there is some application for
techniques
a clicker.
That they're just used to and comfortable that makes them the angler that they are, and
the thing is with braid nowadays, though, like you hear everything that happens, the sound of braid run, when you get a bite with a rod and a rod holder, the sound of braid is darn near loud, going through the guides, and you hear it in the water. It's almost louder than the click would be anyway. So like the non-detecting of a bite factor pretty much went away for us when we were fishing Power Pro. We don't ever put our clickers on now. We don't want to tell the boat, 100 yards away from us that we just hooked one. Like we're always... the sound of that Power Pro is very distinct when you get a bite when you're, fishing sea bass or fishing yellowtail in the rod holder or something like that.
Yeah, but it sounds so cool if you get a bite when the rod holder, though, when the clicker's on.
Yeah.
I think the sound of Spectre going through their guides is 100 times cooler than the clicker noise.
Yeah. Hey, it's still good for trolling, though.
You're right
you
about that.
You've got to have one for trolling. I mean, because that just, there's nothing like
nothing
that.
More exciting.
Sound,
you're right about
even
that.
Even night fishing, like sea bass fishing on my bobber rig. It's clicker on in the rod holder.
Yeah, for sure.
You got to have a bunch of rods in the water. So, there's definitely techniques.
Yeah, and the cool thing about fishing clicker on a Talica in the rod holder is you can adjust how much tension is on that clicker, too, right?
Well, you can adjust the tension on the clicker.
On the clicker, you can adjust the tension
on
how...
The drag setting.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. Like the drag setting. Like if it's too light, you can put a little bit more on it so that the hook gets set.
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. In the rod hole. You never have to touch it.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah.
Let that circle hook just wind itself right into
spot. Man. Even better. Let's go ahead and jump in the phone.
All right. How about this time we talk to Don calling us from Woodland Hills this morning. Don, thanks for hanging in there with us.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, Ricky, I'm with you, buddy. I love the way Spectra sings through the guides.
It's the best, man. I love it.
So, hey, Robbie, first of all, I presume you're going to be at the show at the Shimano booth. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, perfect. I want to come by and say hi. And I'm a huge fan of Shimano Talicas. It's an amazing reel is all I can say. My question for you has to do with the corrosion protection on that particular reel. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's called EI coating. It's basically an electronic process that they put the framing through. Where in years past we would use anodization for corrosion resistance, and we'd always use Tiagra gold, which was like the best color other than black that you could anodize a reel. So that was kind of like stage one or phase one of, electrolysis or what have you. So this new deal is EI coating. Again, I'm not a mechanical engineer to even understand it, but other than my engineers say it's way better, and normally when they say it's way better, I just believe them, and it is. So it's EI coating. So it's just a coating process that they add to the reel with the anodization that keeps everything looking sharp.
They're amazing reels. I put them to the test every year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right.
See you at the show.
Keep it up, and we'll see you at the show for sure. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about Brian from Hemet joining us next on Let's Talk Hookup? Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for joining us, Brian.
Good morning. I was hoping to get just a recommendation. I had like three specific sort of needs. I'm just wanting to know if I need to get three specific rods. I do some swim bait fishing as far as saltwater. I swim those really big sort of, try to catch a big striper, basically. So I put on one of those big, big sort of swim baits, so I need a longer rod to do a surface iron off a boat and to try to get a lightweight popper off the side. I'm using like a small little Saragossa 8000 for that, so it's a spinning reel for that one, for a really light popper. But for the other two applications, whether or not I needed two different rods or what the Shimano expert's rod opinion is on that, please.
Yeah, you know, fishing rods and reels, I always relate it to golfing, right? A golfer has, you know, from a driver to a 5-wood, and then they have all the irons and then all the sand wedges and wedges. And fishing is no different. Each rod is a tool for a specific shot or a specific technique. So, you know, that's why we build rods specifically for a swim bait or specifically for a surface iron. So, yeah, you're definitely going to need, I mean, if you want the ultimate experience, you're going to need a rod for literally every technique that you do. And once you really get your casting dialed in, that's when you really understand why the rod was built for it. Because it's literally the load and the shoot of the rod. When you're making a cast, if the rod doesn't load and shoot properly, it's not working for you. It's almost working against you. So that's why there's 1,000 different rods out there. It's therefore every different technique to basically make it a better, you know, better performance ultimately.
So if you're throwing a big swim bait, what rod, what's kind of your go-to setup for that? Rod, reel, the whole thing.
For a big swim bait is a Terramar 80H, and I will use either a Tranks, probably a 300. The 400 is cool, but I'm thinking more calico bass than anything mm-hmm. else in that small reel. Just it works really, really well.
That reel is so powerful for a small reel.
Yeah.
And now with the addition of Tranks 200, that's like fills the line.
Yeah, now there's, yeah.
Amazing.
Watch out, calico bass. We got you,
covered up. Yeah, kind of got it. And that's... Like you say, it's like a golf go. You have the 200, the 300, the 400, the 500 now. It's like you got to have them all, and you have your
Yeah, they all serve a purpose.
They all serve a purpose, and there's a reason for them.
I was really impressed with Tranks 400 this year in taking fish that I thought were larger than appropriate for it. Like, my mind, Tranks 400 is an oversized bass reel. You know, that's like what you look at it, and that's where your mind goes. Like, oh, I'll fish this for, you know, big 8-inch weedless baits. But not the case at all. You know, I like that. I think where that thing shines the best is, you know, medium size popper fishing, you know, yellow fins and blue fins. And we had a lot of that fish that was 50 and 60 pounds. And a bass reel doesn't work on a 60-pound tuna. And a Tranks 400 had absolutely no problem with that grade fish whatsoever. You know, I think that thing shines as a school-sized tuna reel.
Yeah, indeed. And it would be a good one to throw big striper baits, right?
Those
big,
absolutely.
Yeah, chucking those. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hope that helps you out. Hey, you know, there was mention of spinning reels. And Shimano, I don't think there's any question, leads the world when it comes to the quality of their spinning gear for saltwater. There's nothing like Stella. And the new Stella, the Stella SW, wow. I mean, they made Stella and they made it even better.
Yeah. Again, I haven't brushed up 100% on it. It's so new that I don't know all the bells and whistles, but yeah, a new 8,000 size, 10,000, 14,000 size, which is awesome.
That's a great size.
The 14 we never had, you know, in Stella, we had to jump to the 18,
yeah.
Which was, you know, that's a great local reel too, but there's something about the Twin Power 14,000 that I just loved. So to have that now in Stella is going to be It's going to be awesome.
It's like the Trinidad 20 size. Like, for whatever reason, it just, like, a 16 was plenty fine enough, a 30 was plenty fine enough, but a 20 just fits in your hand so
perfect.
Right. And that's like what the 14,000 was to that Stella lineup.
Everywhere else in the world but Southern California, spinning gear is the stuff. And finally, people in the West Coast are starting to understand there is a need for it out here, right?
Absolutely. I've been a huge, you know, promoter for probably 10-plus years when I first started doing a bunch of long-range trips where I would bring, you know, about 100 to 150 combos out on these long-range trips, and
right.
You know, 25 to 30-something passengers. And everybody would gravitate towards, you know, the Talicas and the Trinidads and all that stuff. And, you know, there'd always be the guy that you can just look at the rail. Like, he's not using Talica properly, and he probably never will because he just doesn't get a chance to go fishing as much as we do.
Right.
But I hand that guy, you know, a Tunis and a circle hook with some leader on it, and he pins on a bait, and he makes a cast, and it's right where the fish are, you know, totally. They're boiling up behind the boat, and now he's in it, and he's bent. And, well, I got one guy going, and then two guys. And by the end of these trips, I would have primarily all the spinning gear being
That's
fought
cool.
over and all the conventional stuff, because it just made it easier for, you know, for the guy that doesn't get to go
Absolutely.
A lot. And every trip you go out on, there's always a half a dozen to a dozen guys that, you know, they just don't have the skill yet. And, you know, but you're out there to do one thing, to catch fish.
Yep.
Right? And if you're not catching, you know, change it up. Don't worry about the tackle. Let you know. I remember the first time I was at Guadalupe Island with Frank Lopresti, and I had a Stella 18 or 20,000 it was, and we're going down Tuna Alley, and I had a skip jig, and I grabbed the rod, and I walked to the back deck, and Frank upstairs says, put that away, and we don't use that gear on our boat. And I, you know, I'm like, I'm a paying passenger, you know, check this out. And I launched this jig, and I hung like a 60-pound tuna, not a huge one, but like a 60-pound yellowfin tuna. And I tightened that drag as hard as I could, and I pulled on that thing just to prove a point.
Yeah.
I caught that fish in seconds. And I just looked up at him and just smiled. And it was, you know, it's just one of those fun deals, you know. Yeah. But they are, the performance is there. The drag is there. But then again, like the ease of use, right, is just makes a decent angler great. And
yes.
A guy that's not good at all.
And if you can't afford a Stella, I mean, you've got Twin Power and Saragossa.
Spheros.
I mean, the whole line up and down, that's my point. Spinning gear should be in your arsenal.
Absolutely.
For a Southern California angler. And if by chance sardines go away and we go back to anchovies,
big time.
Then that's really going to shine.
Oh, yeah. And I've been saying that for, you know, for years that, you know, it's going to, you know, we're so spoiled, right? With the fishery that we have and the bait that we have, we're so spoiled. But one of these days it's going to go away where, you know, giant tunas are no longer here, and our awesome sardine baits that are heavy and easy to cast are gone. We're back to little pinhead anchovies. You better be prepared, and spinning gear is going to shine there for sure.
Shimano has changed the whole world when it comes to spinning. Spinning gear isn't like it used to be anymore. A spinning reel is not what it used to be 10 years ago, 15 years ago. It has power. It is an amazing casting machine, and you match it with the right rod. You've got a real weapon in your arsenal.
Yeah, we've caught. I mean, I've personally caught several. You know, I haven't broken that 200-pound mark yet.
Look at that one Dave caught, right?
But yeah, well, we've caught plenty of 150, 180 pounders on spin gear, and you know, no problem.
Yeah,
harness in a little bit different, and
it'll work.
Well, you can't be lazy because you can't use the rail.
Yes,
that's the big issue.
Yeah,
that. Because everybody nowadays, for whatever reason, like the second they hook a fish, they just immediately go to the rail. It drives me nuts. But spinning gear, you can't go to the rail. So you gotta fight it like a
man. Get that AFCO spin strap.
Absolutely.
Put it around there. Yeah. Put it on your harness.
Yep.
There you go.
You're good to go.
Yeah. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. More great info just like this. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. Cedros Island is considered the yellowtail and calico bass fishing capital in the world, and nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. We are committed to providing first-class service to our guests, as well as an unforgettable fishing experience. We have made a good thing even better. We now have a direct flight departing to the CBX in San Diego. Leave home in the morning and fish in the afternoon. We have a beautiful waterfront lodge with first-class accommodations and meals. What are you waiting for? Call me at 619-772-7577. Or check out CedrosSportFishing.com. Book soon. Trips are going fast.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. We have the most complete selection of owner hooks at the show, including the new owner Mutu Hybrid. Get the best pricing of the year on all owner styles for local and long-range fishing. The Fisherman's Landing Tackle staff knows your owner hook needs. Come visit the most spectacular booth in our history. Fisherman's Landing Tackle, a must-see at this year's Fred Hall Show.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu.
Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
Rock Cod Rick here for West Coast Marine and Parker Boats. You see them all over Southern California waters. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore islands. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip, and there they are. Parker Boats of all size fishing in the same area as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. Of all the boats out there, my boat partner and I chose to get a brand new 25 Parker center console from Kevin Kelly and the gang at West Coast Marine, and I could not be happier. Wow, what a fishing machine. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's why so many 4 and 6 pack charters choose to operate Parkers. We thank the guys at Pinnacle Sport Fishing, Season Sport Fishing, One Man Charters, Black and Blue Sport Fishing for their confidence in Parker boats. Take it from me, if you are ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Yamaha Outboard Say Yes to Reliability sales event is here. For a limited time, purchase an eligible new 2.5 to 115 horsepower four-stroke and get 5 years of warranty protection plus up to $500 in dealer credit. New 150 to 300 horsepower four-strokes get 6 years of warranty protection. Yamaha, reliability starts here. Visit your local Yamaha dealer today. Offer ends March 31st, 2019, subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Tomahawk, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
XERRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
You know, Dr. Bob Blum, who will be making a appearance in the Let's Talk Hookup booth at the Fred Hall Long
All
Beach
right.
show. He is our seasick expert, right?
Yes.
And he wrote me a little note here that he uses the a lot of our listeners want to know about seasick medications
right.
and stuff. And of course, we always say ask your doctor. But Bob's recommendations: scopolamine 0.4 capsules are available at a compounding pharmacy. You do need a prescription to get that. But also, Kathy Rounds has been promoting Sturgeron Forte, which you can actually, and I have purchased myself in Mexico. It's under, it's Cinerzine, and it's in Cabo San Lucas. You can get it on, it's Vinosil is the name of it. And it was the preferred remedy in the British Navy. And available, and it was not available in the U.S. or Canada. The FDA always, for some reason, turned down the drug, and I suspect it's because Cinerzine has been associated with a rare situations with Parkinson's disease. So that's something that you need to be aware of, but
sure.
Again, check with your doctors. But
always.
That's what Bob is recommending. But the scopolamine capsule is probably the best remedy overall, if you can tolerate scopolamine, but if you're down in Cabo or anywhere in Mexico, you might look in that Vinosil Cinerzine.
If you're in San Diego, I know that Alvarado Pharmacy is a yep. compounding pharmacy who can produce those scopolamine tablets. Again,
right.
it's a little more legwork that you got to go through. You got to talk to your doctor, got to get a prescription, got to go to a compounding pharmacy, but it's a miracle drug if you're susceptible to motion sickness.
Yeah, he gets it from a pharmacy in Templeton, California, which I believe you can do right online.
There you go.
So check it out if you're interested in that.
All right. Well, hey, the phones are absolutely packed. Everybody's dying to talk to Robbie. They're also dying to get their chance at winning that Terramar rod and two tickets to the Fred Hall Show in Long Beach coming up next week. Let's dive back into the phones and talk to Jason calling us from Marina Del Rey. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Great.
Hey, so I had a question about the DC Corrado. What are the limitations on the fish we can catch? I know you said bass. Is yellowtail and a smaller yellowfin doable on that rod and reel combo?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really hard question to answer because every fish is ultimately different. But, you know, I've used low-profile bait cast reels in saltwater for a long time. I've caught a lot of pretty big yellows in the 20, low 20s, probably fish and swim baits for calico bass at San Clemente Island and happened to hang a big yellow for sure. I've caught a bunch of that schoolie, really, I wouldn't say schoolie nowadays, old school schoolie size yellowfin tuna when they were like 10 to 15 pounds. That's all good. But with today's fish and the size of the fish, you may be undergunned today. You know, 4 years ago, totally different story. But they're so, you know, our fishery is so awesome right now with so many big fish that that would be tough. But if you're at the island fishing calico bass and you hang a yellow, I would say you've got a great shot at catching that fish.
Well, Shimano's quality, you know, yellowtail, your reel's not going to come apart or anything like that. It's just... It's capacity, you know, power, things like that. You know, their design, that reel's designed for smoothness, incredible casting, you know, all of those great attributes you want in a bass fishing reel. It for sure will handle a yellowtail, but if you were walking into a shop to buy a reel for catching 25-pound yellows, that's not going to be your first choice.
All right. Hey, hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
How about next up, we talk to Matt calling from La Mesa. Hey, Matt, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Robbie, for absolutely blowing any budget that I could have possibly had for this show. Not that that's a bad thing. Wow. It's amazing the deals you guys are going to have, these DC reels. Obviously, I'm going to have to get one of those.
Yeah, get the free rod.
Yeah, and a free line fill-up. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So my... question was, these are my two go-to outfits at Guadalupe, and you're going to laugh at one of them, but it works. One is the Talica 22 speed, but the one that I used primarily on my 7-day last year, because I got bit on it, was a Trinidad 14A with 50-pound Spectra and a 40-pound top shot, because that's what you could catch the fish on. So my question is, what is the heaviest Spectra I can put on that 14A? Because I'd like to change out. It's got red Spectra on it now, and I don't care for that because it's kind of blind for everybody. Nobody can really see it. So can I go with the maybe the Max Quattro 65, which is equivalent to 50, I believe?
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. That was I would do, 65, which would be 50. You're going to have plenty. You know, plenty of line. Fishing anything heavier than 40, I don't know if you're going to have the drag, you know, that you would need to go anything heavier than that. But
right.
No, but that is one of my most favorite reels. Is a 14. It's just a great size. And to your point, right? You got to fish with line that they're biting, and normally that's 25 to 40, and that's Trinidad 14A all day long.
There cool. you go. All right. Enjoy. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. You know, I know Robbie Shimano's a huge supporter of CCA California, and I know you're on the board of directors with me, and they have some great show specials for this year's Fred Hall shows, both Long Beach as well as Del Mar. The $50 show special gets you the entrance to the show, CCA membership or renewal, and you get a backpack full of goodies, and $25 with a premium Target raffle prizes, too, where you can win a whole host of things, including Shimano products, Hobie kayaks, AFCO products, all kinds of stuff there. So be sure to renew your membership or join CCA at the show and have a chance and buy that $50 show special and have a chance to win some phenomenal prizes.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if I got really quick, I'd like to plug CCA. Orange County chapter. That's my chapter.
Yeah,
Those are my peeps. I'm proud to say that I've been nominated as the president for that chapter for this year. So
congratulations.
Our main job and our main goal is our fundraiser. And the last couple of years we've held it at the Shimano office, which has been really cool. But this year, the good people at Dana Point Yacht Club in Dana Point gave us the facility.
Wow,
a
cool.
4-hour event. So it's July 28th from 1 to 5. We'll have some save the date literature at all the Fred Hall shows this year. We haven't decided yet on ticket prices and all that other stuff, but we put on an excellent event, And but at the end of the day, you know, it's CCA, it's you know, conservation. It's what we need, and to continue this fishery that we have, we need more people out there to support, you know, these organizations. And so mark it on your calendar, guys. July 28th. It's a Sunday from 1 to 5. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, and Dana Point Yacht Club.
Yeah.
Great people there.
Yeah, that's great.
It's just an awesome facility.
So yeah, and congratulations to the Orange County chapter for that great event with Dr. Barbara Block and Bill Shedd at the Balboa Bay Club, too. A very well attended and apparently just a fascinating seminar. Yeah.
Yep.
So that was a good, and that was an Orange County chapter.
Yes, it was.
Event. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's go ahead and jump back in the phones.
Sounds good, buddy. How about we talk to Tom, who's calling us from Temecula this morning? Hey, Tom, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Morning, Robbie.
Morning.
My first question was, which I think Rick kind of already answered, was on the Tranx 400. It seems like that's kind of a passed over reel size and application there. Just wonder why it's not promoted more. And then my other question, since that one is kind of answered already, is what are the limitations of that DC application into other reels in your line, and are we going to see some other reels with that application in them?
Right. Great questions. Yeah, the 400 Tranx, you know, realistically, that reel was designed for musky anglers. Same with the Tranx 500, believe it or not, was a musky reel that turned out to be the most awesome surface iron reel on the planet.
Totally.
So Tranx 400, well, yeah, it's one of those reels, in my opinion anyways, where it takes, again, like that right fishery, or, you know, like Ricky talked about with the popper. So my thing with the 400 is a Colt Sniper.
There you go.
Right, I can take a Tranx 400 with a 80-gram Colt Sniper and throw it a mile. So that's my where I use the Tranx 400. So it's, what, you know, it's just whatever application where you see that reel working best is, you know, is it. I don't think it was really.
And it has the power to catch tuna.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long. And then as far as DC technology, yeah, this is just the starting point. I don't know if we're ever going to see a Trinidad DC again. I'm pounding on the guys for a Tranx 500 DC because that
Tranx
would make
500 DC. You imagine
gosh! It's not in the works, so don't get excited.
Yeah, don't get excited.
but yeah, the sky's the limit, right? This is the future of Shimano's braking technology. We're the leaders when it comes to that, and you know, to get away from the variable brakes to digital control, I think is just the evolution of where baitcast reels and conventional reels will go.
I got to use Steve Pinard from East County Bait and Tackle's Metanium DC.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
It's stupid. It is the nicest reel you can ever imagine in every aspect. Smoothness, casting, drags, feel in your hand. You could launch. You throw something like a rattle trap or something that's heavy, that thing like climbs up to an altitude and just levels off and just keeps going until you want it to not be going anymore. You can cast forever.
Explain the Metanium.
Ricky did.
Yeah.
The ultimate bass reel.
Yes. Yeah,
it's the best.
Digitally controlled.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's
They're crazy.
Incredible.
It's like the Stella of bait casters.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's so cool. I want one so bad.
Let's go ahead and jump back in the phones. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call. We'll see you up at the show.
Mike in San Carlos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
Hey, guys. This is Mike, the expert on novice.
Hi, Mike.
I got a tough situation. Anytime I buy fishing equipment, my wife gets the same amount of money to go buy whatever she wants. So if I'm going to buy a Tranx, I don't think I'll be getting two at once. Which one would be good for a guy that does a lot of yellowtail fishing and, you know, smaller tuna, like 35, 40 pounds, 50 pounds?
Best Tranx for tuna and yellowtail, 30 to 50 pounds.
Well, the 500 for sure, because I think that's going to bring you the most versatility. And then I would probably go 300, I would think, because then again, I'm thinking just versatility, because you're going to be able to use that for, you know, yellows and stuff, but it's going to be great shallow water rockfish, you know,
calico bass
reel. You're going to be able to do a lot with both. So if I were going to pick two, I'd go 500, 300.
Yeah. And there are different different speeds.
Gear ratio, right.
Gear ratios in the reels. Explain that.
Yeah, so we have HG, high gear, and PG, which is power gear. So if you want the reel to have, you know, more power, obviously you can go to a lower gear ratio, and it just makes turning the handle easier under load. But I am never, ever going to use a power gear personally.
So you buy the HG.
HG. I love the speed of that. I think you're yeah. winding in nothing more than you are a fish. And if you can wind in that much faster than, you know, than a lower gear, you're now putting yourself in position to catch fish, right? Because you're making more casts in a day versus a slower geared reel.
The PG was more designed for musky fishermen.
Different musky baits for sure, but bottom fishing, right? There's a whole other coast that we forget about.
That they
do a bunch of snapper fishing and grouper fishing,
and that's what they use.
And the power gear to them is key.
How much more powerful is the power gear versus the HG?
I don't have actual data, but I definitely know under load it's just easier to put line back on the reel.
Because I mean Tranq's 500 has amazing power.
Oh yeah,
totally does. See, I'm 100% on board with you. I would be 500 and 300. With that said, Dallas, who, you know, her and I now fish together all the time, she fishes a Tranq's 400 and a Terramar 80H rod for every fish that has a tail and has gills and swims. And, I mean, from calico bass to legitimate-sized tuna, a Colt Sniper stick bait, 65-pound Power Pro, that rod and that reel. And we have yet to find a scenario where that thing is not perfectly appropriate. Literally from 14-inch calico bass to 40-pound tunas, that thing has never been overmatched and is so user-friendly to cast and use. I mean, as far as she's concerned, that's the only outfit that exists. And, like, we've yet to try and find, like, well, you really shouldn't fish that in this scenario. Well, I want to fish it anyways. Yeah, well, okay, prove me wrong yet again. You know, kelp patty yellowtail, I love that thing. So the versatility, it's certainly one to at least keep in mind for the arsenal, because it's a big enough reel to take a big fish, but not so oversized that you're too big for bass fishing.
Indeed. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. How about next up we talk to Norman. He's got us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi, Norman.
Go ahead, Norman.
Hello.
Yeah, this is when you talk. Hello. Norman. Good morning.
Okay, now you talk, Norman. Oh. Good morning.
Thanks for taking my call. Yes,
sure.
I have a question for you. I have a bunch of old rods, and how do you know if the guides are still suitable for use with Spectra?
Normally, I have actually yet to see a guide that is not Spectra-proof, even vintage rods. The theory of, I've heard of they cut guide frames and all this stuff, but, I mean, I built rods for a living, and I've never personally have ever seen Spectra cut through a guide. So I think you're in the clear.
Yeah, metal,
ceramics.
Ceramic, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I'm with you. I'm not saying that it couldn't or wouldn't under some weird scenario, but I work in a tackle store. We do rod repairs all the time, and we've never had a guide come back with a giant notch in them. You know, I'm sure somebody's seen it somewhere, but it's so not common that I just wouldn't worry about it.
Yeah, it was. I've seen it one time, and it was it was silt or like mud that got on the line that was causing the guide grooving then more than
okay.
one.
Yeah.
Oh,
it was
like one place in the world that had like this stuff that got on the line. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's try and sneak in one more.
How about Brian from Westminster? Good morning, Brian. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. My question was for Robbie, and I think he answered it already. I was interested in seeing if they were going to roll out the DC technology on any other reels.
It's definitely coming. I don't know what those reels are. It's just the natural progression of Shimano with this technology that I foresee this being, you know, on the majority of our low profile bait cast reels. But I would say it's going to be done on the freshwater side sooner than on the saltwater side would be my guess.
We can promise you this. There's big things coming from Shimano.
Always.
Always.
That's a
given. And, there's a lot of stuff that gets introduced during ICAST in July and in Orlando. And, there's always big things coming from Shimano.
Can't wait, buddy.
Yeah, for sure.
Can't wait.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
When we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a brand new Terramar rod and two tickets to the big show. It's Fred Hall in Long Beach. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is
is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
It's Fred Hall Showtime, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the best selection and the hottest deals in the show. Hi, this is Doug Kern. The huge Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth is a must visit, and the deals will be unmatched. If it's accurate reels you are after, Fisherman's Landing Tackle has the largest selection in the show. Plus, we will fill your accurate reel with free Spectra when you buy one in our booth. That's accurate and Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know: Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of that Terramar rod of your choice, that's going to Mike in San Carlos. Mike, congratulations. You are going to be so stoked with that new rod.
And he gets a couple tickets to go Fred Hall Long Beach, too. Yeah.
That, yeah.
How about that, huh? Which starts this Wednesday at 1 o'clock.
Here we go.
The curtain drops. There you go. And you'll be there, right, Robbie?
I'm there. Open to close Wednesday through Sunday.
Every day.
Every day.
Yes, right. Indeed. In the Shimano booth.
I will be there.
Yeah, and again,
a lot of Power Pro this year.
Yeah, a lot of Power Pro. Free fills of Power Pro when you purchase it at the Shimano dealer, and then bring it to the Shimano booth and with your receipt, and you get the fill.
Yep.
You can't bring the reel that you already purchased.
Nope.
Yeah, it has to be purchased at the show.
At the show.
And all of these deals are at the show.
At the
show. No
rain
checks, no nada. It's while supplies last. Come on in, get it, be stoked, and here we go.
Yeah, the supplies last thing is for sure, because I think we're going to run out of DCs and SLXs.
Yeah. So if you want to crowd a DC and SLX and with the free rod, get there early.
Yeah, I've got, I don't know, I can probably wrap the world couple times with the amount of Power Pro that I'm bringing to the
show.
You're
good on
I think we're covered
Pro.
There. But yeah.
And you got plenty of guys winding line. You may have to wait for a little while. But
yep.
Again, like you said, go purchase your Shimano reel, bring it to the Shimano booth, and then work the show.
Yes.
Yeah,
that's it.
That would make it better for you,
and
for
then,
sure.
And then you come back to the Shimano booth, pick up your reel with that free line fill of Power
that's
Pro.
So cool.
Awesome.
And go fishing.
Yeah, for sure. Looking forward to it, Robbie. Going to be a great time. Thanks for all you do for Shimano. We're very proud to represent Shimano and very proud to have you as our West Coast guy here.
No doubt.
That does such a great job with all the people.
Yeah, thank you guys for all of your support. Thank you, callers and listeners. I get to do this for a living. It's super awesome. Blessed to have this position and be able to talk fishing. And really quick, I got to say hi to my daughter. She's listening.
All
hi,
right.
Peyton.
So now I
got Dad of the Year Award.
All right,
cool.
There you go. All right, very good. Well, hey, thanks for listening today. We'll be back tomorrow. It's our annual pre-Fred Hall Long Beach show with the one and only Bart Hall on the phone from the Long Beach Convention Center and John Ireland from Rancho Leonero live in the studio. Going to be a fun-filled 2 hours tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. We're giving away a lot of tickets to the show, too, so stay tuned for that. Thanks to Adam on the other side for all he does with our app. Be sure to download our app if you haven't already for everything Let's Talk Hookup on there. And we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning on the Mighty 1090.